KGMI Morning News Extra.
Talking about kids and the environment with Lauren McClanahan with Project WeBeam. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
So I'm kind of looking forward to seeing this. I might drive through tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. Something cool is going to be happening at the Pickford. Tell us about that.
Oh, something really cool is going to be happening in the Pickford. So my colleague Lisa Citron and I, from a child's point of view, have created this curriculum for fifth grade students at Rosebud Elementary. And it was sort of like a storybook imaginary curriculum where the students became friends with some of the Arctic animals living up there. And they were having conversations about the environment and how climate change and human activities have changed the way that the Arctic animals live. And together, the students and the Arctic animals came up with some solutions throughout this week-long workshop that Lisa and I did via Zoom with their class. And what we're going to see beamed up on the side of the Pickford tonight are some of the ideas and some of the conversations that the students had with those Arctic beings up in the Arctic. But the cool part about it is it's not just an opportunity for the community to see these conversations that the students had and some of the inventions that they came up with, but the community can also become involved in the conversation. It's going to be live streaming, and there'll be opportunities to text the students involved to share, so the community can share their thoughts and feelings about climate change in different parts of the world.
So that's cool. So people might spot kids of their friends and neighbors taking part in this if they do the live stream, huh?
Yep, they might. They might. And there's three different ways that they can live stream. There's going to be a Zoom opportunity to view it. There's going to be YouTube and Facebook Live are all going to be simultaneously live streaming it. Or if people want to brave the wind and the rain, they can walk by downtown and see the images and the words being beamed up on the side of the Pickford Film Center.
So that's kind of a compelling idea. What if suddenly the kids understood what animals were saying and the animals understood the kids? What a great idea.
Well, thank you. And it wasn't that much of a stretch for the kids to go there, as we say, to enter into drama world and become a part of the Arctic community that their fellow Arctic beings inhabit.
Can you give us any hints, a minor preview of what we might be seeing a little bit? I know you can't spoil too much.
We will be seeing conversations about what makes happiness happen for everybody, including the humans, including the animals. What are some factors that would make all of us live a little bit more harmoniously? We might see some creative inventions that the kids came up with to help mitigate climate change in the Arctic. Perhaps a garbage-sucking turtle might be involved. I don't know. I don't want to say too much.
That sounds like a lot of fun. What a great idea. So these are fifth graders from Roosevelt Elementary, Project WeBeam, tonight 6 to 8 p.m. on the side of the Pickford, or you can stream it online. Where can people see the things that they want to stay home online?
They can, if you go to fromachildspointofview.org, that is where you can see all the information about joining Zoom, joining YouTube, joining Facebook Live. There's multiple ways that people can participate from home.
Okay, fromachildspointofview.org, Lauren McClanahan is with Project WeBeam, happening tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. Lauren, thanks for making time for us this morning on KGMI.